Since the passing of Thanksgiving marks the beginning of the holiday season, the University of Louisiana at Monroe has a celebration planned for Tuesday evening. The event features the ULM tree lighting ceremony, along with musical performances from ULM ensembles. Joining me are Dr. Deborah Chandler, the Director of Choral Activities, and Dr. Daryl Long, the Head of the Division of Music and the Director of Bands. So, Daryl Long, this is actually your primary concert for the wind ensemble for the fall semester. So, something that you've been working on for a lot of time and looking forward to having a great audience for it.
We actually had a small concert earlier. We were part of the presidential investiture ceremony. So we worked on some music leading up till that. We were supposed to have a regular, serious sit-down concert on the 22nd, but after Deb and I started to talk about developing some type of celebration, holiday celebration on campus, we canceled that date, which actually was supposed to be tonight, and just moved the wind ensemble to the 29th as part of the tree lighting ceremony. And the wind ensemble students have had a blast, because rather than working on serious symphonies and Renaissance dance suites and things like that, we're working on How the Grinch Stole Christmas and the Leroy Anderson Christmas Festival. So it's been a lot of fun getting this ready.
So a lot of fun things that people are going to recognize and, and be able to do some foot tapping too.
And sing-alongs and things like that. So we're looking forward to having a great time out there next Tuesday night.
So a little bit of a pre-concert at 4:45, and then the official ceremony really starts at 5.
At 5 o'clock, yes, and we'll combine forces at that time with the ULM Choral Department, and Lewis Neighbors is going to do a version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And we planned some things that we hope everybody will come out and listen to, because we know they're going to have a good time and it's going to put them into the Christmas spirit.
Deborah Chandler, I know this is something that you really enjoy putting together, that your students enjoy doing. What do you have in store for this year?
Well, we have something that's a little different for us. We have all of the choirs, the concert choir, the university chorale, and IDE, the interdenominational ensemble. Lewis Neighbors is the director of that, and there are a lot of crossover kids who sing in more than one ensemble, but it's going to add 30 singers on the risers. So we're going to have well over 100 singers with all the choirs. And that's something new that I'm looking forward to.
And the collaboration between Choral Activities and the wind ensemble, that's fun too.
That's a lot of fun. We did that last year and had a blast. And the kids enjoyed it. And so putting that together again, Daryl and I have talked about that kind of since last year, and wanted to do something else. And this is perfect. You know, it's going to be great for families, because the kids are going to know a lot of the songs that they're hearing.
And after a long weekend of shopping over Black Friday and the weekend, a great way to really get into the Christmas season with a lot of terrific music.
That's right. Music, lights, it's just going to be a lot going on, a lot of lights, music, sound, everything.
You also mentioned Ace will likely be there. The Hawk Line is performing.
They're performing a rocket.
It's a rocket style dance that's, you know, been famous as part of their Christmas celebration every year. So yeah, we're trying to get the entire university involved in this celebration.
And then Dr. Bruno leading the actual lighting of the entire plaza that's been strewn with lights. They've been working on that for probably 2 weeks already.
Yeah, he flips the switch and the campus is lit up and it's beautiful.
Deborah Chandler, there's also going to be some winners announced for a contest that the Choral Activities have been using as a fundraiser.
That's right. We always have some awards. The SGA always make a couple of awards for greeting cards that you'll see around campus, decorating campus. There's an award for that, and I think they award the Children's Home a scholarship or something. But we're added to that this year because we're raising money always for our department. And this year we're trying to go ahead and get a jump start on our spring tour pot of money. And so the president and Mrs. Bruno have been so gracious to offer a dinner for eight, joining them at their home for December 13th. And we've been selling tickets for a chance to win. There'll be four winners announced, and those four winners will be able to invite a guest. So between now and next Tuesday night, if someone will get in touch with me or any choir member of any of the choirs here at ULM, they have tickets to sell.
So since the first week of December is always that week that is so incredibly jam-packed because it is the beginning of the Christmas season. It is the beginning of every arts organization in the area is going to have something scheduled within those first
Always.
2 weeks of December.
Every church.
Why should somebody come to this one on Tuesday?
Well, it's outside. And it's something where everybody can, you can either stand around with your kids, you can walk around. If you've got really small children, you can take them by the hand and walk, you know, 30 yards away and they still see it and hear it. You know, you're not having to try to keep them quiet and corralled quite as much. A lot of things
to see. Which is terrific for children, families with small children.
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, I mean, and they still get to enjoy it. And when the lights come on, they get to see that. And so this is different. You know, you look at these other concerts around town, they're a little prim and proper sometimes. Or at least you have to keep, you know, people in their seat and all this. This is just a lot of fun. And it's outdoors, and not many concerts are, especially this time of year, not out of doors.
Something that's unique to being able to do in Louisiana.
That's
a good
right.
thing, too.
That's right.
But Deborah Chandler, there's also going to be some winners announced for a contest that the Choral Activities have been using as a fundraiser.
That's right. We always have some awards. The SGA always make a couple of awards for the greeting cards that you'll see around campus, decorating campus. There's an award for that. And I think they award the Children's Home a scholarship or something. But we're added to that this year because we're raising money always for our department. And this year we're trying to go ahead and get a jump start on our spring tour pot of money. And so the president and Mrs. Bruno have been so gracious to offer a dinner for eight, joining them at their home for December 13th. And we've been selling tickets for a chance to win. There'll be four winners announced, and those four winners will be able to invite a guest. So between now and next Tuesday night, if someone will get in touch with me or any choir member of any of the choirs here at ULM, they have tickets to sell.
So those awards will be given out on Tuesday night. But the family activity, it's the holiday celebration at ULM coming up on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock. Dr. Deborah Chandler is the Director of Choral Activities, and Dr. Dare Long is the Head of Division of Music and Director of Bands. Thanks so much for being here tonight, and I think everyone is looking forward to this event.
Thank you very much, Jen.
Thanks.
You can listen, download, podcast, or share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.